teacher.
Well, I think we'd better have some breakfast first, Tanner. Two discs, two tapes. We haven't unwrapped them yet. Well, be careful with them, Thomas. There is a mess now, you put them on the floor, yes. Are you going to come sit in your high chair and have some breakfast, Thomas? You saying yellow chair or yellow truck? I couldn't hear.
Yellow chair.
What other colours are on the chair?
Yellow.
And what about the legs?
Yes.
The legs are blue, aren't they?
Blue.
And the back is red.
Pearl.
Like pearl, that's a good boy.
Blue
legs.
What's the idea?
What's a deer? Right, Mummy's going to make some juice.
I need juice.
Yes, don't drink it yet because we've got to put some water in, haven't we? Not yet, Thomas. We've got to put the water in. No, steady, you'll spill it. Right, let's fill it up with water. Right to the top. Pop the lid on.
No.
Just stuck these lids. They're very good when they're on, aren't they? Because they don't spill the drink, but getting them on. Ooh, goodness. Would you like to press down on that button? Check it's properly closed. That's a good boy. There's your juice. Let's pop you in your hand chair. Are you going to hide, are you? Well, he won't be fed until he come out from under the table. Bye-bye, Thomas.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. Hello. Watch your head. You're going to bump your head.
Ha-ha, I got him. Ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha.
Ha-ha,
ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha.
This?
Yes, all right, just a second. Let's put the straps on first. Lovely boy, aren't you?
Jesus.
Would you like your choo-choos? There you are. I think your truck needs a wash, doesn't it?
Yeah, wash.
It needs a wash because you've been putting pieces of apple and bits of toast in it.
No.
I think you can. Let's pop your bib on. What's the bib got on it?
What?
It's a white bib, but what's the picture?
What?
Pooh Bear? Is it Pooh Bear?
Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
No.
Would you like some cornflakes, Thomas?
No.
No?
Chocolate.
You're not having chocolate for breakfast.
Dirty truck. Truck.
Dirty truck. Where's the dirty truck?
Truck.
Well, I can't see one outside, Tommy.
No.
I think there was one there yesterday that was very dirty. Right, I've got some cornflakes in the blue bowl. There you are.
Chocolate.
You're not having chocolate.
Whoa.
Doggy barking. That must mean the postman's on his way. Look out of the window and see if you can see the postman. Can you tell me when the postman comes?
Woof,
woof.
No.
He went in very early this morning, didn't he? Daddy went to work just after you got out of bed.
Oh, no, no. Ha ha.
Mummy's going to dry these pots. And put them away.
Lemon. A gate.
That's a biscuit tin with a picture of a pussycat on the lid. Look.
A gate.
And that's the tin itself. With lots of pictures of pussycats. Look. Oh, it is the postman. We just waved to him. A tabby and a ginger cat. And that's a ginger cat sleeping with a teddy bear. And that's a ginger cat on its own. And those are three cats. A white cat, a tabby cat, that's like Purdy, a tabby cat, and a black and white cat. You can't have it there, Thomas, because Mummy's just drying it up. And I'm going to put a piece of paper in the bottom. And then we can fill it with biscuits. Because Grandma and Grandad are coming today to look after you, aren't they?
Oh, no. Nana!
Yes?
Nana.
Nana. They should be here in about an hour's time. Because Mummy's got to go to work today, hasn't she?
Nana.
Yes, poor Ninian's got to go to work. Poor Ninian. And what's Thomas going to do today? Yes, Daddy's at work, but what's Thomas going to do today?
Chop-chop.
Eat chalk. That would be your idea of a heavenly day, wouldn't it? The thing is, Thomas, you say chalk, but actually, when you're given chalk, you don't eat it very much, do you?
No.
No, I think you just say it for somebody to say. I don't know.
A teacup.
Where's what, darling?
A teacup.
Where's the tea gone? This is a teapot. No, it's empty. Mummy's drying it up and putting it away in the cupboard. There isn't any tea in it.
Juice. Bananas.
Bananas, yes. Can you see the bananas? Would you like a banana for breakfast?
Chop-chop.
No, Thomas, that wasn't the question.
Cheeky, cheeky boy.
The question was, would you like a banana for breakfast? When you were a baby, you used to have banana every day. Mashed up. Either mashed up with yogurt or mashed up with milk. Or put on top of cereal. You liked bananas. You still like banana, but you don't eat quite as much now. You like banana sandwiches, don't you?
No, no.
No, no.
Yeah.
Well, I'll remember that, and I won't give you banana sandwiches in future.
No.
Down, choo-choos. Are you playing with your trains on the high chair?
And this?
That's the front of the train. Mummy's going to put some bread in the machine to toast.
Oh,
have you put some cornflakes on top of the train? This is why Mummy has to wash your train 2 or 3 times a day. Because you always like it on your high chair at meal times, don't you?
Oh, dear. No more.
Mummy's going to the door to see if I can see what the postman's brought.
Whoa! Whoa!
There's a gas bill for Daddy.
Dada!
And a parcel for Mummy. Look at all the stamps, Thomas.
Snip,
that's right. I've got to cut the parcel open, haven't I? It tells me on the back it's from Auntie Ruth. Do you remember going to see Ruth at the weekend?
No.
Oh, look at that. Oh, box of Thornton's chocolates. Look at those, Thomas.
Chop-chops,
but they're wrapped up, aren't they? They're in blue paper. With a yellow ribbon and a yellow card, and it says, "Happy birthday, Jean, love Ruth and Martin." And on the front, I meant to give you this when you came on Saturday. Hope you enjoyed them. It was lovely to see you all. Take care and email me soon. Love Ruth. So we open the card. It's a box, isn't it?
What a box.
Oh, look at the card. It's got roses on it. That's nice. Huh. Oh, that's lovely. Auntie Ruth lives in America, so she couldn't...
Give Mummy a present.
It's only a box, Thomas. You can't get the chocolates down. Is that the toaster saying pop? Is the toast ready?
Gotcha.
Hang on, I'll put that birthday card up there, Thomas. Can I take that, please? And we'll have a look at that later, shall we?
Oh no.
That was nice of her, wasn't it?
Pop!
Pop, that's right. The toad's just gone pop.
Like that?
Linen tea, yes. I'm going to have a cup of tea. I'm just going to put some butter and some Marmite on your toast. You still taking cornflakes to ride round on the train?
No.
You finished that. Here's a piece of toast. Juice on top of the truck now, have you?
Juice the truck.
There you are, darling. Fruit juice the truck. I think Mummy's going to have a piece of toast as well. Shall Mummy put some bread in the toaster and see if it pops?
Pop! Not pop.
It hasn't popped yet, but it will when it's ready, won't it?
No, no.
We'll go pop.
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 This other. More juice.
You got some more juice.
Thank
you. Okay.
Pop.
More juice. Yes, Tom. I'm just going to put the envelope back through here.
Ellen?
Yes, ma'am. You're pulling the trains apart.
Oh dear, mess.
Oh dear, is there a mess?
No.
See, worse messes than that, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Choo-choo's a deer.
Choo-choo's a deer. No, choo-choo's a deer. You mean choo-choo's a deer.
Choo-choo's a deer. I want to miss some more fruit juice.
Choo-choo's a deer.
Oh, dear, has a train tip.
It hasn't popped
yet, has it? That's the sound of Mummy putting margarine on her bread.
Daddy?
Yes?
Oh!
Oh dear, you had some accidents with the trains this morning, haven't you? Popped it there, didn't it?
No, choo-choo's.
Don't choo-choo's. Are you lifting the train in the air and telling it to come down?
What?
Yes, it's an aeroplane. Mummy's eating toast now, Thomas.
Mmm. Yes.
It tastes nice. It tastes nice, you're quite right.
Down
choo-choos.
Upside down. Like this. Like this. Ah, boom.
You put the train on top of the truck.
That's goodness.
You're not having chocolate since we've eaten some more toast.
Oh, juice.
More juice, that's right.
Oh, dear mess. Ow! I'm not too juicy, drop. No, juice.
Is the juice going for a ride round on the truck?
Let's
eat some breakfast, Thomas, because we've got to get you washed and dressed before Grandma comes.
Then I order juice or deal.
Eat some more toast, Thomas, please. Baby's juice, oh dear. Did your beaker tip up? This is an empty beaker, though. I've just washed this. Yes. When you say baby's juice, though, Thomas, it's your beaker. Are you a baby? Baby's juice, that's your juice. You drank some juice at the playground yesterday, didn't you? And when you wanted some more, you shouted in a very loud voice, Nin, more juice, please. At least you said please, didn't you?
Nin, juice, I miss.
And what did we do yesterday? We did a sponsored walk, didn't we? Do you remember walking around the car park? Around all those chairs?
Oh no! Gotcha!
You're not having chocolate, those are cold days. Would you like some more toast?
No. Gotcha! Oh dear!
Are you pulling the carriages apart?
Mum!
the aeroplane is saying.
Whoa, whoa!
I think she's outside, Thomas. She was asleep earlier on, but I think she's come downstairs and gone outside now.
Where's you?
Bow's food, that's right, you can see it, can't you, on the floor. Birdie's food.
Lily?
Yes? Oh, it's the truck hitting the blue bowl with cornflakes.
No, this is actually just the truck. Oh dear.
Oh dear, the truck's hanging over the edge of the high chair, isn't it?
Chop!
Eat some more toast now, please, Tommy.
No. I get upside here. No.
No, you pointing to the light and saying no. What happened? You've been told not to throw the football up towards the light, haven't you?
No.
So when you see it, you say no.
A more no-no,
another light shade in there. How many lampshades are there?
Two. No.
There are two, one in the dining room, one in the lounge, and there are three lights in the kitchen, they're called spotlights.
No.
Three spotlights in the kitchen and two fluorescent tubes underneath the cupboards.
Wow.
Would you like some banana?
Jack.
No. Would you like some banana?
No.
I must.
Lily?
Yes?
Chocolate bubble.
Chocolate footballs. Mummy's just given you two Maltesers.
Yes. Nip.
Snip, snip.
Oh, no.
Yes, the banana. I'm going to cut the banana up. Cut the peeled banana, that's the skin. Take the skin off. And then I'm going to cut the banana into slices. That's what we used to cut the banana with. There we are. And I'll pop it into the bowl. This is a green bowl.
Nee.
You had cornflakes in a blue bowl, but this is a green bowl full of banana.
No! Blue.
That's blue. And this is green.
What's the deal?
Oh dear, we dropped a piece, haven't we? There we are. Now you've got an awful lot to eat, Thomas. Right, Mummy's going to run some water now and fill the washing up bowl.
Then?
Need to get the washing up done. Yes, sweetheart. Are you playing with the chocolate footballs?
I'm going to use the bubble chocolate. My chocolate. Lynn! Lynn?
Yeah?
Oh!
It's nice. Are you not feeling very hungry today? You were very hungry yesterday all day, weren't you? You don't seem to be wanting to eat a lot this morning.
No. Lily?
Oh no, just eat them, Thomas.
But my Lily's harder.
Well, I'm just going to wash it up first, Thomas, and then you can have it. What's Mummy doing over here? I got my hands in hot water.
Yes.
Are they nice? Good.
Look, the dots are here.
Have you dropped it?
No.
Together at once. You won't be able to talk now, will you? With a mouth full of chocolate.
A lip that dark.
Again. That was it. There were only a few Maltesers left in the bag. Daddy brought those home the other day, didn't he?
No.
And we've been having one or two every now and again. All gone now, but you quite like them, don't you?
No.
I don't mind you having a little bit of chocolate during the meal, because I know you're going to have your teeth brushed.
No.
At the end of the meal, it's when you're eating chocolate in the middle of the day.
Lily?
Yes, love. Yes, you're pointing to your teeth.
No.
You have to have your teeth brushed after meals, don't you? Talking of brushes, what's Mummy doing now? She's using a brush to clean the bottle, isn't she?
Look! Dabble!
Can you see all the bubbles?
Dabble!
The noise of two trains.
Lenny.
Yes.
Lily?
Hey. There's a lot of washing up this morning, Thomas.
Wash it up. Wash it up.
Yes, you can have a wash and get down, but only when you've had your breakfast. You're still eating at the moment, aren't you? Mummy's washing up the pots. And you want to wash them to get down. Are you handing it back?
No. No.
So you've completely cleared your house here now?
Do this now. Yes, I'm not using the other.
All done. You've handed it all back. Is that because you're not hungry?
No.
Well, you've eaten a whole bowl of cornflakes and two pieces of toast, haven't you? And you've had some banana. It's probably the chocolate that's filled you up, Thomas.
Juice idea.
Dear, have you dropped your juice? Just a second, I'll come and pick it up.
Wash it down.
Washing down? You want to wash them to get down?
Well,
how about a few grapes? Because you can cover the banana and you can have banana at lunchtime. Would you like some grapes to finish off your breakfast? You usually have grapes, don't you? Grapes, you'd like some grapes.
Bowl! Blue bowl! Oh, you miss?
Blue bowl. You like the grapes in a blue bowl?
Blue bowl,
okay. Mummy's still washing some pots, isn't she?
No, more grapes.
Grapes.
Chop.
I'll wash you some grapes.
Pooba.
That was the picture on your bib, isn't it?
What pooba? What?
A white bib with Pooh-Bear on it.
What? Bib. Pooh-Bear.
White bib Pooh-Bear. What do you say? Excuse me.
Never.
Are you pretending to cough like Daddy? Oh, poor Daddy, though. He really has got a cough. Oh dear, we dropped the spoon.
Whoopsie dear spoon.
It fell off the draining board, didn't it? Well, Mummy went to get the sharp knife out of the drainer to cut your grapes, the spoon fell on the floor. And it made a big crash, didn't it?
Crash.
Could have been worse, it could have been something that went smash.
Smash! Grapes and more.
Grapes and more, yes. I'm just cutting them up and then you can have some.
Blue.
They're in a grapes. Blue grapes, they're in a blue bowl, aren't they?
Grapes and more.
Oh, darling, you eat those.
Grapes in a bowl.
Grapes in a bowl. That's right. Grapes in a blue bowl.
Grapes.
Yes, the grapes aren't hot though, are they? You don't have to blow the grapes, Thomas. They're not hot. They've just come out of the fridge.
No!
The only things that come out of the cooker that are hot.
No.
Or the microwave or the kettle. What else is hot? The fire's hot. That's right, yes. The fire's hot and the sun's hot. And Mummy's cups of tea and coffee are hot. And your food is usually hot when we've just cooked it, so we have to blow on it, don't we? That's right, you blow. Are the grapes nice?
Grapes are nice. Grapes are nice.
They're nice, good.
Dylan?
Yes, Dylan. Mummy's washing up the plates, isn't she?
What's the deal? What's the deal?
What's the deal? What's the matter?
Spoon idea.
Oh, the spoon fell down. Yes, we picked it up now. Oh, no, it's still on the floor. I thought we picked it up.
Yeah?
No, it's still there, isn't it? It's a good job you told me. So I'll put it back in the washing up bowl for a few seconds. That's right, I'll rinse it off and it's all right now.
A boo, a deer.
Yes, the spoon fell down. I thought it was going to be a nice day, but it looks like it might start to rain, Thomas.
Okay, now I'm a deer.
Have you dropped something now? No, you're all right, aren't you?
Is this?
What's that, darling?
A dish.
It's a grape. Hear all this water splashing about, Thomas.
Splash.
Splash. This morning we've had splash when the water's splashing around. We've had crash.
Crash.
The spoon fell on the floor.
Crash, no.
And I said it was a good job we didn't have smash, didn't we? Crash, smash, and splash.
Splash.
And when your trains collided, we had bash, didn't we? You'd like the trains back again? There are the trains. Now, would you like some more toast and some more banana and some more fruit juice?
Bananas.
That's right, bananas.
Lemon.
One grape there, Thomas.
More grapes.
More grapes.
Other grapes.
More than grapes. Would you like a few more?
More order.
Yes, we'll give you some more grapes.
Cha-cha-order!
There's no more chocolate, Thomas, no.
Yellow?
Drinking your juice.
Oh, juice. Oh, juice and beer.
Oh, dear, you've dropped the juice. Just wash some more grapes.
for 5 bits.
They have to be washed, don't they?
Where's that now?
Yes, the grapes are being washed, but they're not going to get down. Well, they are, I suppose. They're going to get down into your bowl. And then you're going to eat them, and they're going to go right down into your tummy.
No!
They are. You show me where they're going to go. That's right. And you're eating some toast again. So the toast will be going into your tummy as well as the grapes, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what a mess in your tummy. Can you imagine all those things going down?
Really?
Yes.
No.
No, leave the tablecloth alone. No, Thomas, naughty, no. No, just eat your grapes and toast. Leave this alone. What would Grandma say? Right, well, don't do it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what Grandma would do, wouldn't she? And just remember, she's coming in a few minutes. So you don't want to do anything to upset her, do you?
No.
It's part of the train. It goes on the front. It's Lego and it goes on the front of the train.
There are grapes on there. Like this?
These are your cornflakes. Mummy's finishing off your cornflakes. Which is why she can't talk, because she has a mouthful of food.
And a box.
Those boxes are down in the dustbin, aren't they?
Again.
Anyway, you have a box. Because I'm putting this one in the dustbin, Tommy.
Lemon?
Yes. Did that box have a cake in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you dropped the box? Oh, and you dropped a grape, and you dropped your juice. It's a mess.
It's just your box.
Better put some more tea bags into the tin, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's from our grandmother, we won't get any tea from them. Must remember to tell Grandma today that you've got some new nappies.
No.
Because when she's putting them on, she has to put them on a different way. Oh, talking to Grandma, look who's outside.
Sue.
That's not Sue, is that?
No.
It's Mama, isn't it?
No.
Pull the blind back and then you can see who it is. Going to say hello?
Donna.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Donna.
I'm giving my kiss.
Oh, thank you.
We've had a very slow, good morning, very slow breakfast because all he's wanting to do is put food into the box or play with his trains, but he's getting there. He's had his nappy changed. And I was hoping to have him washed and dressed before you arrived, but
Dad's
gone to work. Has Grandpa pinched a piece of banana?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Don't.
He's been watching his Thomas the Tank Engine video this morning.
No.
What?
Stop, Grandpa. Pinching your bananas.
Did you just... Oh no.
Oh, Choo-choo's old and I think it's nice.
Where's the ball gone?
Did you see a dirty drop?
Can I make a cup of tea, Jean?
Look!
You're up on the floor.
Sure. Choo-choo charge.
Thank you.
Dylan, upstairs, trot-trot. Trot-trot on you.
Thomas wanted.